Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The Blue Ridge Music Trails is a program of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area and the North Carolina Arts Council, featuring venues across a 29-county footprint in North Carolina. The original concept was to feature music venues, jam sessions, dancing opportunities, and other musical traditions in close proximity to the Blue Ridge Parkway. That concept expanded to all of the western North Carolina mountains and foothills. And today, the Blue Ridge Music Trails offers a guidebook, a website, and an up-to-date events calendar, an e-newsletter, social media, and this very podcast. The Blue Ridge Music Center is located on the state lines of Virginia and North Carolina and celebrates the music and musicians of the Blue Ridge Mountains. During the spring, summer, and fall, the Blue Ridge Music Center welcomes thousands of visitors to enjoy some of the region's finest traditional music. Admission to the visitor center and museum is free. Music on Main and Sparta fills the streets of downtown Sparta on the first Saturday of each month from June to October. Each event features a headlining act as well as traditional and non-traditional acts. Make plans to attend the Allegheny Fiddlers Convention in July at the fairgrounds in Sparta, an annual gathering of string musicians, dancers, and fans. Bluegrass and old-time musicians will compete in no particular order on Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Then, on Saturday night, the top 15 senior bluegrass and top 15 senior old-time bands will return to the stage for a hot-picking championship playoff. Musicians come for friendly competition, camaraderie, and to show and hone their skills. Others come to see and hear the contest, scout around the fairgrounds for hot jam sessions, kick up their heels, see their friends and neighbors, and sample the fair from a variety of vendors.
Okay, now I've been bragging on us a whole lot, so let's do it good for Mr. Maxwell. All right.
Close to the parkway and right off of Interstate 77, Mount Airy is home to the Merry-Go-Round radio show broadcast on WPAQ-FM at the historic Earl Theater and Old Time Music Heritage Hall. Fortunately for his friends and neighbors, Ralph Epperson believed in individualism and he had a mission in mind to serve his community. In his application to the Federal Communications Commission, the young man pledged to reflect the culture and musical values of the people in his station's listening area. Epperson said he would present local talent, and he made good on that promise from the start. WPAQ was born and is still fulfilling that mission today. Mount Airy's native son, Andy Griffith, both went to school and performed in the building that now carries his name, the Andy Griffith Playhouse. The old-time music tradition born in Surry County and the sounds of sweet music carries throughout the Blue Ridge Mountains at the annual Mount Airy Old Time Fiddlers Convention at Veterans Memorial Park. Traditionally held the first weekend in June, this family-friendly event brings together musicians and fans for two full days of competition, jam sessions, dancing, singing, education, and family entertainment. This popular festival, established in 1972, is dedicated to old-time and bluegrass music as well as dance. The Fiddlers Convention features solo and band competitions whose winners are awarded cash prizes. It seems like every season is the perfect time to visit this town that inspired Mayberry. The Jones House in Boone honors the past with the annual Doc Watson Day and looks forward to the future with the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program. A great venue in the middle of Boone's active downtown. Don't miss the Thursday jams, music classes for all ages, and a year-round calendar of diverse musical acts. You can also take a seat with the bronze statue of Doc Watson right down the street. The Orchard at Alta Pass is right on the Blue Ridge Parkway, perched on the crest of the Blue Ridge atop the Eastern Continental Divide. The Orchard at Alta Pass occupies a unique spot in both America's landscape and history. The Orchard has been a vital travel route since the earliest inhabitants began exploring these mountains. Buffalo and elk traversed here, followed by the Cherokee and eventually European settlers. Today, the Orchard offers free live music Wednesday through Sunday in May through September and on the weekends in October. Shindig on the Green in downtown Asheville is a free mini folk festival several Saturday nights throughout July and August in downtown Asheville. Presented on the Bascom Lamar Lunsford stage, Shindig offers bluegrass, ballads, and old-time music. Everyone enjoys a street dance and a clogging team. Much of the magic happens off of the stage at jam sessions throughout the park. So much to see along the Blue Ridge Parkway. What are you waiting for? Enjoy America's favorite drive and take in all the Blue Ridge Music Trails has to offer. To learn more about the sights and sounds along the Blue Ridge Music Trails, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.